are tuned in to Right Eye Radio, right here on Spreaker. Opening your mind to thought-provoking conversation every show. Now, here's your host, Sailor Cooper.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another show today of Right Eye Radio. My name is Sailor Cooper, and it's Tyler from Longview here.
Yes, good evening, everybody.
How are you doing today?
Good, and you?
Good. Sorry we didn't do a show last week because of technical problems.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, I have work to do, but we're gonna do it this time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, tell us, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, today we're going to talk about assistive technologies, particularly screen readers and the iPhone a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to talk about how this assistive technology has really changed our lives and how it has helped us a whole lot, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, so... I guess we're ready to begin, right?
Uh-huh.
But first, SSI. No. Don't mention it. Never mind.
that's funny.
So, we're going to talk about different programs. So first, we're going to talk about JAWS, which is the most popular screen reader. JAWS stands for Job Access with Speech. It's a screen reader that reads text on a computer, and basically it helps us navigate using voice and keystrokes since we can't use a mouse.
Right.
How long have you been using JAWS?
Several years. Like, since at least, 2003.
Wow. And how has JAWS helped you?
Oh, in many ways, like schoolwork, college, just in my daily life in general.
Me too.
Being able to use the computer.
Yeah, because we can just play right along with the sighted people, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we could access information in ways that we couldn't before, you know, from doing budgeting and writing business letters in school, which is great.
Well, not just that, but doing anything really on the computer.
Absolutely. And in fact, I'll do a demonstration of JAWS right now. So here's how JAWS works.
Volume left paren modify with shift party popper new embedded player feed used out wrapping to bottom wrapping to top used audio storage colon heading level 2.
So JAWS is reading what's on Spreaker now.
6 divided by 28 hours / 500 hours. Blank heading level 2 party popper new blank. Now you can add a download episode quote blank. Valid only till colon 03 / 15 blank. Access your show button. Record drafts and connect Roy Prep Help Me episode stop broadcasting.
So it's
button.
Reading everything on Spreaker. And for instance, if I go to Facebook, I'm going to share the show on Facebook now.
Episode share action enter. Record share episode on Facebook enter. Share episode on Facebook button. Untitled dash Google Chrome. Post to Facebook button. Say something about this dot dot escape. Say something about this dot dot dot. Edit. Blind. Cool touch. Space. Blind cool on this link L. Tag people in your post button. Enter. Who are M?
I'm tagging you, so see, JAWS is guiding me through.
Matthew Tyler Evans.
Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Enter.
Who are you with? Menu. Matthew Evans.
And you can also post it to our group.
Escape. Who are you with? Edit combo. Tag people in your post button. Check in button.
How do I post it to my group?
You're doing or feel a news feed. Shared with
well, you have to be in the group first.
Yeah, I'm not in the group, no.
And as y'all know, I created a group called Right Eye Radio. So for all the announcements for our show.
Enter. Post to Facebook.
Yeah,
after all, Right Eye Radio is our
close this tab.
station. So I went ahead and created a Facebook page. So y'all can just search for Ride Eye Radio on Facebook and you should find it.
Search, edit, copy, Facebook, navigate, links, all plus two.
So yeah.
JAWS is weak. So for low vision users, and honestly, I used this program before before JAWS. I used Zoom Text. Now everything's changed. There's a program, it's called Fusion. Basically, it's Zoom Text and JAWS combined. Zoom Text, it does some reading, but also magnifies the screen for low vision users, which I used to use that when I was younger, but you know, honestly, when I switched to JAWS, it was just so much better because I could do so much more with it, and plus my eyesight would get too tired, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And so, for instance, JAWS will read everything in the start menu.
All apps check. A. Access. Acrobat Reader DC. Alarms and clock. Apple software update. B. Bang & Olufsen audio control. C. Calculator. Calendar. Camera. Candy Crush Saga. Nip Candy Crush Soda Saga. Connect. Cortana. D. Dolby Access. Dropbox Folder. E. Excel. F. Feedback Hub.
So JAWS is reading all of that, which is so good.
Sailor.
You know,
Windows M. Drop Spreaker
Studio. So I'll show you how it reads a document.
SD. Dropbox Enter. Dropbox. Items view multi camera S.
Sorry, folks, about the loud music.
Sailor Cooper resume. Enter.
It's okay.
Sailor Cooper resume dash word. I mean.
So it's reading my resume
Sailor
here.
Cooper. Selected. Sailor uh-huh. Sailor Cooper. 102006 Pines DR. Apt 109. The Woodlands. TX77380. Left paren 713. Right paren 494-7001. Sailor Cooper 1 at gmail.com. Career objective : I am very interested in securing a customer service / recruiting position within a customer service department where I can utilize over 20 years of Spanish proficiency with the ability
black. You see, so it's reading my resume, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Print button. Copy. Print button. To activate.
And it does the same with web pages.
It sure does.
I mean, edit.
You don't even need to use the mouse to use the computer.
No. But of course, sighted users who go blind later, they do have to learn how to use JAWS, you know.
A bit.
Yeah.
And it's called NVDA, which stands for Non-Visual Desktop Access. And unlike JAWS for Windows, NVDA is free for anyone. And all they need to do is go to nvaccess.com and download the software to their computer, and they're good to go.
Exactly. JAWS is very expensive, and you see NVDA is free because it's all donated.
NVDA is an Australian-based company.
Yeah,
NVDA is an Australian-based streaming software.
Yeah.
And their motto is, their motto basically says, we don't believe you should have to pay for a screen reader to use one.
Exactly.
And that's basically, but they do appreciate donations, though.
Yeah, they do.
And basically, it does almost the same thing that JAWS does. There's slightly different keystrokes, but we're not going to get into that. We're just going to talk about just the basics. Maybe we can do an extension one on a different show or something.
Yeah, and I'll show you what...
If anyone's interested.
I'll show you what JAWS does now.
Truck driver recruiting notes dash word blank. Link HTT. Control S. Alt F4. Arrow. New notification. Sailor Dropbox. Left Spreaker Sky. JAWS Home Use.
So if I go into basics.
JAWS version 2 is black. Exit manage up. Exit basics dot dot dot.
That's not going to customize everything with JAWS. If I go into basics.
Enter. Tutor messages and up. Tutor messages. Turn up. Tutor messages.
So that's the basics of how JAWS works.
JAWS Home Use.
Yep. And NVDA is basically the same concept.
Dropbox. Sailor Cooper reset skills code. Print button. To activate, press space space.
It's the same concept.
And so,
Sailor Cooper resume dash word left paren not responding right paren.
So now,
Hourglass.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Blank. Skills colon blank.
Hello? 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 Call dropped.
My mom called.
Oh, your mom called?
Yeah. Yeah, she went into town. She had to get some stuff.
Oh, cool.
Percent, not 100. Enter.
So I'm in the living room. I may have to move.
You may. Okay. So now let's talk about how the iPhone works.
Yeah. Hold on one sec. Okay. I'm gonna turn this TV back on. Sorry, folks. Just bear with us for a minute, okay?
Why? So here's how the iPhone works.
No, I'm just telling the audience, hey, I'm sorry for the interruption.
So here's, in the meantime, I'll show everyone how the iPhone works. iPhone is pretty new. It came out around 10 years ago with VoiceOver, and basically no one could ever think that blind people could use a touch screen. But now people can. Basically, how it works is you have VoiceOver gestures where you move your finger on the screen, and then to activate something, you have to double tap. So, for instance, I'm going to move my finger here.
Messages.
Uh-huh. I'm in messages.
Double tap to open. FaceTime. Photos.
I'm moving my finger double left to right, open. And it's swiping through the
camera.
Icons.
Clock.
Right.
25 p.m. Double maps. Weather
and so on.
Notes
and
calendar.
So basically,
news.
What he's doing,
stocks,
folks.
Double
there's
tap
a program in the phone that's built into the phone called VoiceOver. And what that is, it's like the screen reader for the iPhone. It is a screen reader.
It is, yeah.
So basically, what he can do is he can enable it and disable it by triple tapping the home button.
Screened in. Edit mode. Store.
So, that's basically how that works. And as soon as you get your iPhone out of the box, you can triple tap the home button, and VoiceOver will be on.
Yeah. Now Androids are accessible, but they're not as good as the iPhone. If you want the best accessible phone out there, iPhone is the way to go.
Search.
Right. Because iPhone is designed. Has accessibility in mind right out of the box.
It sure does.
And it's amazing. I'm glad I got an iPhone. I needed an iPhone, and I'm glad my parents and my brother got me one.
And have you ever used an Android before?
I've tried using one with somebody, like to play with one.
Sailor Cooper, Apple ID, Airplane Mode, Cafe.
But
Alpha.
It's not very comfortable for me.
No.
In terms of the accessibility for the phone.
They say if you're used to iPhone, just stick with it, you know?
Stick with iPhone, yeah. Now, I could learn how to use an Android. I could probably learn how to use one.
When did you learn how to use an Android?
Well, I never really learned. I just kind of experimented.
When?
And I kind of have a feel for how to use an Android a little because it's like the iPhone because you swipe like you would on an iPhone.
Yeah.
You swipe with your fingers on the screen, the touch screen.
Yeah.
And that's how that works.
Exactly.
And basically, the iPhone is the accessibility in mind. And I'm really amazed that Steve Jobs, who is the founder of Apple, really had that in mind. And
oh, yeah.
really thank him for that. Now, he's obviously, he passed away, but.
So, next, let's talk about braille displays.
Okay.
What can you tell us about?
Well, basically, braille? Well, there's a program. Well, before I mention a braille display, we need to first talk about what braille is. So, braille is basically a system that blind people can use, and it's grade 2 braille, basically. There's a series of grades within braille. There's grade 1, grade 2, and sometimes called grade 0 braille or computer braille, but that's really technical. We'll just stick to regular braille. It's just regular braille. We'll just call it braille. And there's what's called a 6-dot combination cell that makes up braille. And that's what makes up braille. Like, that's what we read as blind people. It's a series of letters, like little letters. And that's what makes up the braille cell. And so now that we've covered that, if y'all need any clarification, just comment in our group about braille, and I'd be happy to discuss. Sailor or I would be happy to discuss braille a little bit more further.
Yeah,
and we could go into details as to contracted braille. It's actually called contracted braille, the braille that we're talking about. Grade 2 braille is what it's called. Right. But anyway, now that we've talked about that, a braille display, basically all it is, you hook it up to a computer, and it allows you to read from the actual computer itself onto a braille monitor, which is a braille display. It's like a screen. And you read the exact braille that you would on braille paper, except it's on a computer.
Exactly.
Pretty neat stuff, huh?
Pretty neat.
And
of course, those do work with JAWS and everything, you know.
Well, there's also another device. It's called the Braille Note. Basically, it has a braille display built into the braille computer. It's literally a computer for the blind. It's just for the blind. One good thing about the braille machine, the Braille Note, is you can hook it up to a visual display and other people can see you working on the Braille Note.
Right.
Like, visually. But you can also hook it up to a braille display, an external braille display. And you can enter into a program called, it's a terminal mode, where you can actually hook your Braille Note up to a computer and it acts as a Braille display for the computer. That's actually what I meant to say.
Exactly.
And it's really cool. You can do that with the iPhone too, I think.
When you seen that?
Oh, the Braille display, like where the Braille Note acts as a Braille display?
Yeah.
Well, I knew about that when I first got the Braille Note, which was in like 2004, 2005-ish. But I didn't really experiment with it until like 2010, 2011-ish. And I was like, oh, check this out.
He showed it to you.
I mean, I knew what it could do. And what you have to do is when you open Braille Terminal, for blind people that are watching, you have to close JAWS and restart JAWS for it to go into effect. And then you can use the Braille display on the Braille Note. As a screen reader for the computer that you hook up to on the USB port.
Is that the same with NVDA?
I think so, but I'm not sure. I haven't done that yet. I probably won't for a while, because I don't know what happened to my USB port for my Braille Note, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's basically an overview of system technology and how all that works.
One last thing I want to show you. I want to show everyone here. I want to show everyone this new device. It's called Ira.
Ira? I'm not exactly sure if I've even heard of that device yet.
Ira basically is a device that connects to a live agent. And basically what the agent, you wear a pair of glasses, and basically what the agent does is they can see what's around you. So for instance, if you're lost or looking for something, they can help you like grocery shop and do many of those tasks and stuff like that.
Oh, you know what I forgot to mention?
What?
Regarding the iPhones?
Yeah.
there are so many apps out there for blind people. Some of them you have to pay for, but some of them you don't. There's an app that I have called Seeing AI. It's okay, but it's not really that good. It's a free app that allows you to take a picture of a printed document and you can read it, but for some reason it doesn't really work very well for me.
Exactly.
And also, there's another one. It's called Be My Eyes. And basically what you can do is connect to a live agent and you can ask them, hey, what is this thing I'm reading? Or what's this? When is the expression of this milk? Or whatever, and they'll tell you. Or what am I watching on TV? I want to know what's going on this show I'm watching.
Exactly, and Iowa does the same thing, but except it's Iowa's paid, and those agents are trained to
work. Right, and Be My Eyes is a free app. Seeing AI is a free app, but there's also another one called KNFB Reader, which is not free. It's a lot of money. It's like $70-something dollars.
Do you have KNFB Reader?
No, I don't.
No. Okay, I'm going to do a demo here.
Okay.
Make a free call.
Okay, would you like to browse Ira Access promotions, products, or locations?
Promotions.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Promotions.
Sorry, I couldn't find any promotions at this time.
Make a free call.
Okay, would you like to browse Ira Access promotions, products, or locations?
Access promotions.
Sorry, I couldn't find any promo.
Make a free call.
Sorry, I don't know that.
Make a free call.
Sorry, I don't know that one. Battery 86% connected to Ira via Wi-Fi. Sorry, I haven't learned that yet. Thanks for being patient with me. Battery 86% connected to Ira via Wi-Fi.
Make a free call.
Okay, would you like to browse Ira Access promotions, products, or locations?
One.
Sorry, I don't know that one. Make battery 86% connected to Ira via Wi-Fi. Yes, you are connected to Cooper Home. The signal strength is there.
Make a free call.
Okay.
Okay, would you like to browse Ira app? Battery.
Call an agent.
Calling Ira agent using.
So we're doing a demo.
Connecting to agent. Connecting to agent. Connecting to agent. Connecting to agent Karina. Starting video. Please wait.
Hi, I'm just doing a demo here to see, to show people on a podcast how Ira works. So, what do you see?
Yeah, so it looks like you're inside of a room that has beige walls in it, and there's a laptop in front of you and a microphone on your left. And it looks like to your left, there's also two brown wooden doors, and it looks like there's a beige carpet encompassing the entire room. And then could you look to your right?
Yes.
Okay, and then it also looks like there's a dark brown table with a blue lamp on it.
Okay, ooh, great. And
that is amazing.
Installed as well.
Okay, and real quick, for some reason, my printer is not working. I wonder why.
Check your screen for you.
Your printer. Why is it?
Waiting for network connection. Reconnecting to agent.
Why is it?
Uh-oh.
Can you get closer to it?
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you then.
Yeah. Upload completed. Resuming video.
It's not working at all.
Reconnecting to agent. Once you close the tray, you can continue.
It's not working?
It says if you close the paper tray, then it should work.
Okay. Okay, good. It should work. Yeah.
Awesome.
Right, well, you should try to print again.
Call ended. How's your experience?
Are you going to try to print again?
Good.
All right.
95% connected to my Reveal Wi-Fi.
So, sorry, folks. Anyway, so ask. Let me tell me. How do you get Ira? Miss Sailor?
So that is Ira, basically, in a nutshell.
So tell me, if folks want to get Ira, particularly people who are blind like me, how would they go about doing that?
You just subscribe, and then basically they would send you equipment. Basically, the plans start anywhere from $99, from $20 a month to $150 a month. And Ira does have certain promotions, like many locations are becoming free, like Walgreens and the airports. And also, there's a job seeker program where they will help you find jobs as well.
Now, how will they help you find jobs?
They'll connect remotely to your computer, and like, say, if you're on a website that's not accessible, they'll even help you with your resume and everything.
Now, as far as helping you actually find work in your community, do they do that, or do they only do it online?
They only do it online. Like, they'll even help you, dress for an interview. Like, they'll even help you pick out your clothes and stuff for an interview and everything.
Oh yeah. How would they know to do that though? When you can just go to a website and you can find that out yourself online.
Well, they'll help you if a website is not accessible, for instance.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's really good to know. Yeah. So if anyone's, wanting to find work online, look for Ira. You'll have to pay a fee, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, that is our podcast, everyone. Hope everybody enjoyed it. And hope everyone will get some good blind cool tech. And also, one last thing. If you can't afford blind tech, your state VR counselor can purchase it for you as well.
Oh, cool.
You know that, right? DARS, TWC.
Yeah. But it has to be on your IP, though, your plant.
It does.
And it has to be for, certain needs. But.
Yeah, well.
But anyway, hope everyone had a good time. And I guess we'll see y'all next time.
Thanks, everyone, for the show. For joining us on the show.
Yep. All right. Cool.